This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يا من بدنياه اشتغل وغره طول الأمل الموت يأتي بغتة والقبر صندوق العمل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وقال تعالى لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون وقال تعالى قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد وقال تعالى قل لا أملك لنفسي نفعا ولا ضرا إلا ما شاء الله ولو كنت أعلم الغيب لاستكثرت من الخير وما مسين السوء إن أنا إلا نذير وبشير لقوم يؤمنون صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين four verses from the Holy Quran and in these verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a picture He gives us a numudij, an example of how his rusul, of how his messengers addressed the people that they were sent to, and in what manner that they came, what was the level of authority, and how should they be perceived by the people that they were calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did they come to be revered? Did they come to be put on pedestals? Did they come that they should be elevated to a position whereby it becomes hazy and cloudy and foggy as to who is the divine? And as we see in these verses, exactly the opposite. In the first verse, which is in Surah Ibrahim, verse number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَتْ يقول الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالت لهم رسلهم their messengers said to them what did they say in nahnu this is in an nafiya the in of negation in nahnu meaning we are nothing Allahu Akbar and we think maybe they wanted to be something la wallah They said, the first thing that they said, in nahnu, ay ma nahnu, we are nothing. We are nothing. Except what? In nahnu illa basharum mithlukum. Allahu Akbar. We are nothing but bashar, human beings like you. This is the rusul we are speaking about. And in the aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we believe that all of the Anbiya have the essential quality of ismah. What is ismah? Of infallibility, they don't sin. Yet, look at how they are to be perceived by the order of Allah. They are to be perceived as nothing but human beings, but with a special task. And for that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified them of sin. But after the Anbiya, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What did Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala say? He said, رأي صواب يحتمل الخطأ ورأي غيري خطأ يحتمل الصواب. Beautiful. I think that is really highlights. Anyone after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the last and final messenger, and the last and final human being, blood, flesh, and tissue, who got happy and got sad, who got tired, who lived, who got married, had children and died. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaka mayyitun wa innahum mayyitun. Even Allah says it to him. Indeed, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will die and they will die. Allahu Akbar. His most beloved. Khayr al-Bariya. The best of all creation. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. But with that humanity, like the poet says, Muhammadun basharun laysa kal bashari, bal huwa yaqutatun wal nasu kal hajari. Muhammad is a man, he's a human being, but not like other human beings. Indeed, he is a diamond and men are like stones. So he's human. وَمَا جَعَلْنَاهُمْ جَسَدًا لَا يَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامُ وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ Allah says it about all the messengers. What does he say about them? They were not bodies that didn't eat food. No, they ate. They even went to the toilet. أَكْرَمَكُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ On them be the choices, salutations, mercy, blessings and peace. They were not bodies that didn't eat food. وَمَا كَانُوا خَالِدِينَ And nor were they immortal. But they were rusul. They were anbiya. Of course, every rasul is a nabi. Not every nabi is a rasul. The difference is that all the anbiya receive revelation, but only the rusul from amongst them are given the instruction of tabligh, of propagating the message. They all the anbiya, and from the anbiya, those that were designated rusul, They all have this quality of ismah, of infallibility. But anybody after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any human being after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not have the quality of ismah. They are all, we are all, and I start with myself, from the best of the Sahaba, from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, to the Tabi'in, to the Tabi Tabi'in, To Al-Imam al-Shafi'i who said, رأيي صواب. My opinion is correct, but it could be wrong. يحتمل الخطأ. ورأي غيري خطأ يحتمل الصواب. And the opinion of my opponent, in fact, he doesn't use the word opponent. He just says, the opinion of other than me, in terms of my opinion, is wrong, but it could be right. I think this is so profound. Meaning that anybody after the Anbiya, Anbiya are infallible. The Rusul are infallible. But anybody after them could be right and could be wrong. So let us take the Rusul and the way that they presented their message to the people to whom they were sent and how they were to be perceived. What did they say? In nahnu illa basharun mithlukum. We are nothing but human beings like you. But Allah yamunnu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors whomever He wants to favor from His servants. Min ibadi. Yamunnu ala man yasha'u min ibadi. Another verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a specific example about somebody that was revered to the status of a demigod. In actual fact, the Christians, they called him God. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحَ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. Indeed, they have disbelieved those that say that Allah, that God Almighty is Jesus, is the Messiah, the Son of Mary. In the verse, Isa doesn't come, but Al-Masih. And we all know that Al-Masih, he is indeed Isa. Al-Masih in Arabic, Masaya in Hebrew, Christos in Greek, Christ in English. The anointed one, the chosen one. Alayhi salatu wasalam. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about him? Qala Allah ta'ala, lan. If you recite it with tajweed, it becomes lay. But the word I want to emphasize is lan. Lan huwa harfun nafi lil istiqbal. It is the particle of negation into the future, indefinitely into the future. Meaning never, ever, ever, ever. Lan yans yastankih. Lan yastankif al masihu. Never, ever. Yastankifa min al istinkaf. ما هو الاستنكاف؟ الاستنكاف هو الاستكبار مع الأنفة. Oh, very dangerous. Very dangerous. He says that المسيح, meaning Jesus, عيسى عليه السلام, he will never ever have the quality of استنكاف, which is استكبار, pride, with ma'al anafa. Al anafa is conceitedness, self esteem, meaning they want to be revered, they want to be elevated. Ma'ad Allah, Jesus, Isa would never, ever, ever want to be elevated. He would never, ever want to be revered, and certainly not to the position of an ilah, of a god to be worshipped. Ma'ad Allah. لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله. So Isa, al-Masih, he will never ever be filled with pride and self-esteem and conceitedness that he wouldn't want to be a slave for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A slave. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبدي فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. As Allah describes our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the laqab, with the nickname that he loved the most. Glory be to him, it took his abd, his slave. His slave. وأوحى إلى عبده فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. And he revealed to his slave that which he revealed. His slave. That's why our beloved Prophet said to the Sahabi, he said, لا تتروني كما أطرت النصارى عيسى بن مريم. He said, do not revere me as the Christians have revered Jesus, the son of Mary. إنما أنا عبد. I am nothing but a slave. فقولوا عبد الله ورسوله. So say, the slave of Allah and His messenger. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The messengers didn't come to this world to be revered. To be respected, yes. To be honored. But most importantly, to be aided and to be followed. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون. And as for those who believe in that which he has brought, in that which Muhammad has brought sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what do? وَعَزَّرُوهُ التَّعْزِيرُ أي أَعَانَهُ. They help him. They help him in whatever Allah has designated for him to do. They are there to help him. وَنَصَرُوهُ and to support him. Even if it means giving up their wealth and their lives. وَاتَّبَعُوا and they follow the light that has been revealed down to him, meaning the Quran. And what is al-ittiba'? Al-ittiba' comes from the word at-tubba'u. At-tubba'u, which literally in the Arabic language is a dhil. At-tubba'u, the word to follow. Ittaba'u, to follow him. Literally comes from the word at-tubba'u, which means a shadow. How does a shadow follow an object? Does a shadow ever deviate from where its object goes? Wallahi, never. And that is how we are supposed to be following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was sent to be followed, to be loved, yes. But how do we express our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? By following him. And by following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are expressing our love for Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you truly claim to love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. And he will forgive you your sins. And he is oft forgiving, most merciful, Jalla fi'ula. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, the Rusul, and they all came with the same message. They all came with the same risala of Tawheed. They didn't come to be kings. When that man came in front of the Prophet one day, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was shaking like a leaf out of fear. And the Prophet said to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to him, Ahawin alayk. Calm down, relax. Lest to be malikin wala jabbar. I'm not a king, nor am I a tyrant. Innama. أنا ابن امرأة من قريش كانت تأكل القديد. He said, I am nothing but the son of a woman from Quraysh. Why did he say that? Because he was an orphan. His father died, Abdullah, when he was still in the womb of his mother. So he said, I'm nothing but an orphan. The son of a woman from Quraysh. Who used to eat dried meat. In other words, she was a poor woman. Rich people could slaughter fresh every day. But I'm the son of a poor woman. Don't come shaking in front of me. Our beloved Prophet didn't even allow the Sahaba to stand for him when he entered into their company. He said, لا تقوموا كما يقوم الأعاجم يعظم بعضهم بعضا. He said, don't stand up like the foreigners. Don't stand up like the Romans and the Persians, revering each other, elevating each other to a maqam, to a station for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent them. So Jamaat al-Muslimin, humility. Allahu Akbar. Why do you think Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best of all creation? Because he's the most humblest of all creation. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. The one who humbles themselves for the sake of Allah, Allah will uplift them and elevate them. Allahu Akbar. And that was our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day he was on a journey with the Sahaba, and they had a sheep with them or a goat, and they got hungry. One of the companions said, "Alayya dhabhuha, I will slaughter it." The other one said, "Wa alayya salkhuha, I will skin it." The other one said, "Wa alayya tabkhuha, I will cook it." And the Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Wa alayya jamul hatab, and I will pick up the firewood." I will pick up the firewood. That's the most dangerous, the hardest work, the most tiring work. The work that in the modern day era, Allah Sal said, I see boys of work. On the building site, the laborer, they say, no, that is the hard work for the laborer. But no, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, the best of all creation, he says, I will do that. They said to him, Ya Rasulullah, nahnu nakfik al-amal. We can do it for you, O messenger of Allah. He said, Alimtu annakum takfunani. I know that you can do it for me. Walakinni akrahu an atamayyazu alaykum. Akrahu an atamayyaza alaykum. But I dislike to distinguish myself from yourselves. But he didn't stop there. He said, Wallahu ta'ala yakrahu ayara abdahu mutamayyizan bayna ashabi. And indeed, Allah dislikes to see his slave distinguishing himself from his companions. I think you've got the picture. A'udu bikum min hunaka ila huna wa ma adraka ma huna huna madrasatu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam yaqulu fi al-habib al-mustafa al-birru la yabla wa al-dhanbu la yunsa wa al-dayyan la yamut i'mal ma shi'ta kama tadinu tudan wa yaqulu ayda kullu ibn adam khata'un wa khayr al-khata'in at-tawwab. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. عباد الله، جماعة المسلمين، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Again, commanding our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O Muhammad, that, and إِنَّمَا is adat al-hasr wa qasr, anything that comes after it is without any exception. Say to them, O Muhammad, إِنَّمَا أَنَا, as if he is saying, I am nothing but. إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, I am a human being like yourselves. The difference is, يُوحَى إِلَيْ, I am being revealed to, that your God is one God. خلاص. Wallahi, Islam is so simple. Islam is so clear. Clearer than the sky, clearer than the sun in the middle of the sky on a cloudless day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in another verse, قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرَّ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that I do not possess the ability to benefit myself or to cause harm to myself. Can you imagine? Just ponder over those words for a moment. Say, O Muhammad, who's speaking here? Allah جل في علا. Say, O Muhammad, my abd, my slave, my servant, say to them, I do not possess the ability to benefit or to harm myself, illa ma sha Allah, except what Allah wants for me. Walau kuntu a'lamu al-ghayb, and if I had to have had direct access to the unseen, lastakthartu min al-khayr, I would have gathered all that which is good for myself. Wa ma masiyana su, and no harm would have come to me. In ana, there's that. The first verse is in nahnu. In ana, in an-nafiyah. I am nothing, he says. I am nothing, zilt, zero. In ana illa nadhirun wa bashirun. I'm nothing but a warner and a bearer of glad tidings لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ, for a people who believe. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, the last infallible human being. But yet today, we have hikayat. Hikayat, you know what's a hikaya? Hikaya, huwa yahki, ammada, somebody who just says something about something or someone. It's not in the Quran. It's not in the Sunnah. It's not even based on any of the two. It is purely said. Who knows? We don't judge the intention of the person, because only Allah knows what is in their hearts. But we judge what is being said. There's a very important qaida, there's a very important rule. Please listen carefully. Al-haqqu la yu'arafu bil-rijal. Wa innama al-rijal yu'arafuna bil-haqq. The truth is not known by the men who speak it. The truth is not known by the men who speak it. I'm going to say, the Prophet used to repeat things 3 times. The truth is not known by the men who speak. In other words, my sheikh het so gesê. Het moet die waarheid wees. La wallah. Not your sheikh. Or what we might deem or assume to be the most pious sheikh. Wallahi, we don't know the piety of anybody. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسُكُمْ, don't praise yourselves. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى, only Allah knows who is the one who has the most taqwa in their hearts. But yet, we have this, wallah, it's a sickness. تَقْدِيسُ الْأَشْخَاصِ, تَقْدِيسُ الرِّجَالِ, the veneration of men. The veneration of men. I don't know what it is. I grew up without Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me to La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah when I was 18 years of age. Wallahi, that's enough for me. I don't need to belong to any group. I don't need to belong to any tariqah. I don't need to belong to any hizb or any haraka. Not Sufi, not Salafi, not any group for that matter. I can only speak about myself. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with belonging to any of these groups. But the problem is, when the people of these groups, when they venerate the learned people in these groups to a degree where they almost believe that these people have isma, have infallibility, and wallahi, billahi, tallahi, they don't. They are ordinary human beings like you and I. They might be more pious than us. They might read more Quran than us. They might fast more than us. They might stand up at night and read more salat al-tahajjud and maybe give more sadaqah. But it doesn't make them infallible. And whatever they are speaking must be weighed up against the Quran and the Sunnah. Al-haqqu la yu'arafu bil-rijal. The truth is not known by the people who speak it. But instead, the people who speak it are known when they speak it. Al-haqqu la yu'arafu bil-rijal. The truth is not known by those who speak it, but in fact, he uses the word. He says, the truth is not known by men. The truth is not known by men. In other words, who speak it. But instead, the men are known when they speak the truth. وَإِنَّمَا الرِّجَالُ يُعْرَفُونَ بِالْحَقِّ. So, Jamaatul Muslimin, for somebody to say, for example, that, you know, this guy, I believe, is so pious, that if you just look at his face, your sins will be forgiven. Min ayna laka hada? Min ayna laka hada? Wal Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul ya ma'shara Quraysh. When the Prophet said, O Quraysh, ishtaru anfusakum. Buy yourselves. Linguistically speaking, buy yourselves. Anqidhu anfusakum. Save yourselves, in other words. Raghibin. And, you know, be passionate about it. Save yourselves. Why must they save themselves? قَالَ لَا أُغْنِي عَنْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا, because I can't do anything for you. I'm Muhammad. The best of all creation. I can't do anything for you. I can't save you. Then he said, Ya Bani Abdi Manaf. Who is Muhammad? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ibn Abdullah. Ibn Abdul Muttalib. Ibn Abdi Manaf. So it's his great grandfather. You know, very honorable lineage our beloved Prophet has. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's saying that lineage can't do anything for you. Oh, Bani Abdi Manaf. لا أغني عنكم من الله شيء. I cannot save you. I can't do anything for you. يا عباس ابن عبد المطلب. عباس, his uncle, the brother of his father, says, والله لا أغني عنك من الله شيء. I cannot save you. Then he says, يا صفية. يا صفية عمة رسول الله لا أغني عنك من الله شيء. ويا فاطمة. فاطمة الزهراء. Who are we talking about? Radiallahu anha. He said, Oh Fatima. In another riwayah, I'mali ya Fatima. Work hard, Oh Fatima. For wallahi la ughni anki min Allahi shay'a. Because I cannot save you. Your father, Muhammad, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I cannot save you. Work hard. Did he say, No, don't worry. Just look at my face and your sins are forgiven. Did he say that? La wallahi, he didn't say that. And then we hear other hikayat. Hikayat, no. Fulan, he was such a pious man that when one of his students died, he went to the qabr and then he had a vision that when the malaika came to ask him, Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Waman Nabiyuk, who is your Prophet? Waman Dinuk, what is your religion? Waman Kitabuk, what is your book? He said, No, I'm so and so's student. And then they asked him again, Munkar and Nakir. They asked him again. And he said, No, I'm so and so's student. In the third time, when he said, I'm so and so's student, he said, Well, if he must be so and so's student, then we don't need to ask him. Min ayna laka hadha? From where did you get this? From where did you get this? La wallah. La wallah. This is not Islam. This is not Islam. Jamaat al Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this deen very clear. Taraktukum ala al-mahajjat al-bayda. Layluha kanahariha. La yazighu anha illa halik. The Prophet said, I have left you al-mahajjat al-bayda. In other words, I've left you on the clearest path. It's so clear. Wahadaynahu an-najdain. Allah says, I have shown you the two inclines. The path is very clear. The path of haqq is very clear. Just walk it. It's not complicated. But it all stems from this problem of taqdis al-rijal. And all the groups are blameworthy of it. All the groups are blameworthy of it. They want to venerate their scholars and their leaders and their learned people. And this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us about in the Holy Quran. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إله واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون. They took their أحبار, the Jews, they took their rabbis, ورهبان, and the Christians took their monks, أربابا من دون الله. They took them as gods besides Allah. Doesn't mean they worshipped them. If you look in the hadith of Uday ibn Hatim al-Ta'i, who fought the Prophet for many years, and then in the ninth year of the Hijrah, after the Hijrah, he was a Christian, he embraced Islam. And so the Prophet, he saw him wearing a cross of gold. And he said to him, Ya Uday, itrah hadha al-wathan, throw that idol away, the cross. He was wearing a gold cross around his neck. Throw that golden idol away, min unuqik, from your neck. And so he threw it away. And then the Prophet read this verse. They took their rabbis and their monks as gods besides Allah. Hatta fariga minha. And when he was finished the verse, Uday said to him, Inna lasna na'budum. We don't worship them. We don't worship our monks. The Jews don't worship the rabbis. So the Prophet said, Qala alaysa yuharrimuna ma ahal. Don't they make prohibited that which Allah has made lawful? And don't they make lawful that which Allah has made prohibited? Qala qultu bala qala fatilka ibadatum. He said, that is their worship. That is the worship of them. to follow them in their wrongdoing. So there's something we must always be aware of, because we might be following the sheikh. He might be, mashallah, mazboot. He might be, mashallah, on the haq, you know, for so many years, or for, you know, 100 mas'ala or 1,000 mas'ala, and then one mas'ala, he's totally wrong. But because he said, no, but he's the sheikh. He's so pious. If you look at him, your sins are forgiven. Khalas. Then he must be right. And then he takes them all. Ila nari jahannam wala bi'sal masir. I'm just making an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Jamaat al-Muslimin, I know my time is up. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal masih ibn Maryam. This is what a demigod is. Allah gives the example of the two types of demigods. The first one is the elevating of an ordinary human being to divinity. And the other one is to say that God has an offspring. That's why he says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. These are two examples of a demigod. The first one, ordinary human beings that they elevated to the maqam, to the station of divinity, making halal and haram as they see fit. And the second example of a human being, a messenger of Allah, that they said is an offspring of God, ma'ath Allah. They said that he's a begotten son of God. A word that will literally, the weight of it, destroy the heavens and the earth. And then he says, wama umiru, they were not ordered except liya'budu ilahan wahidan, to worship the one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us, and this is the reason why I have always from this mimbar discouraged the exclusivity that is created around these groups, because I've seen it with my own eyes. Before the person joins the group, mashallah, he loves everyone. And when he joins the and he respects all the scholars. But when he joins the group, he only respects the group scholars, and his love becomes exclusively for them. I've seen it with my own eyes. Let us avoid that. Let us rather, and like I say, this intrinsically there's nothing wrong with belonging to a tariqah, as long as whatever they are doing is in the bounds of Quran and the Sunnah, or belonging to a haraka, an Islamic movement. If they are doing good, then I say bring it to the table. But this exclusivity, whereby you say, no, we are the saved sect. نحن الفرقة الناجية وبقية الأمة في ضلال مبين. We are the saved sect, and the rest of the ummah is in manifest error. We are right and everybody else is wrong. My sheikh is khaliyat, yalla sheikh is avitivati. Ma'adallah. And what does Allah say? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. Indeed, those who broke up their religion into sects, into groups. I'm speaking within the circle of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Not speaking about the Shia. It's another topic for another day. Within the circle of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهُ وَأَصْحَابِ الْيَوْمِ. Which the Prophet said, that which I and my companions are on today. They have broken their religion up into different groups. And they were partisans. That's very important to understand. وَكَانُوا شِيَعَ. There's two different types of Shia here. You have Shia, لُغَةً وَاصْطِلَاحًا. Literal Shia means partisan. I'm not talking about the Shia Ithna Sh'ariya in Iran. Shia means partisans. They made groups and they became biased about their groups, feeling that their groups and their shuyukh and their leaders, that was the way to go, and everybody else, they didn't give them any consideration. Allah says to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Lasta minhum fi shay." You have nothing to do with any of them. You know why? Because as soon as we make these groups and we become partisan about it, we become biased about it, it causes dissension and disunity within the ummah. Why? Because we end up nushghilu anfusana bi anfusina. We end up only busying ourselves with ourselves, picking on each other, insulting one another, mocking one another, degrading each other. And the kuffar look back and they laugh at us. And the other verse, وَالَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيعًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Indeed, those who broke up their religion into groups and they were partisan about it. Every group thinking that they are better than the next one. I don't think there's a clearer description that anybody can find anywhere than what we have found now in the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us as one ummah with the aqeed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, ma ana alayhi wa ashabi al-yawm, that which I and my companions are on today. And let us stop taking ordinary fallible human beings and raising them to a maqam for which Allah has not designated them. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Maybe put it in the back, okay, by لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين